Welcome to the NAREIT REIT Report podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Borkson-Quito, and I'm here in San Francisco for REIT World 2018. Joining me today is Diane Moorfield, EVP and Chief Financial Officer of CyrusOne. Welcome, Diane.
Thank you, Sarah.
So CyrusOne recently achieved a key strategic initiative in the form of an investment grade rating from Standard & Poor's. Do you think the rating agencies now have a better understanding of the data center industry, and what impact should that have for CyrusOne?
Certainly. First, we were thrilled to get the investment grade rating on our securities to investment grade from S&P in late September. I do think, though, the rating agencies have been slow to understand the data center model, as evidenced by the fact that before our upgrade, there was only one other data center REIT that had an investment grade rating. We feel that our profile and that of the other data centers is very consistent with the broader REIT industry. You know, we have long-term leases with escalators, with investment grade customers. In fact, over 70% of our customers are investment grade rated. And we have institutional quality real estate, we're unsecured borrowers, strong balance sheets, and great access to capital. So I think the issue has been that we've suffered from being classified as what was called a non-traditional REIT category, which has caused the rating agencies to review our asset class, in our view, more harshly than other REITs. But again, we're very optimistic that we will achieve full investment grade rating in the near term as the other rating agencies now catch on to our more traditional traits.
And what sets data center REITs apart in terms of their need for third-party capital, and how much of a challenge is this?
Well, data centers require more capital, but for a very good reason. We are the fastest growing sector in the REIT industry, and our growth is tied mostly to new development. There is just an incredible demand for data center space from cloud companies and the Fortune 1000, which is what represents CyrusOne's customer base. And as a sector, I wouldn't say we're challenged in raising capital, because our unlevered returns at CyrusOne are in the 13% plus range. So every dollar of equity we raise is at tremendous returns and much higher than other REIT sectors are able to achieve. But no doubt, we are in a sector that does require a lot of capital in the coming years. But again, it's to fund really strong demand and growth.
And how do you measure customer success at CyrusOne, and where does that fit into your broader strategy?
Yeah, CyrusOne is completely a customer-focused culture. It's really at the core of our strategy. And luckily, we can measure customer success by the repeat business that we do with our existing customer base, as well as we're always attracting new customers. But a great metric for us is that roughly 80% of our leasing activity each quarter is new leasing, but with existing customers. So I think that's an incredible testimony to the quality of our data centers, our customer service focus, and just our ability to do repeat business with our existing customer base.
And what would you say are CyrusOne's biggest opportunities and challenges as it looks to 2019?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think generally we feel that there's more that falls in the category of opportunities and upside versus challenges. For example, you know, one of our biggest opportunities is just to continue our growth trajectory in our core U.S. business, which is leasing to both cloud and enterprise companies. So we're very confident that we'll have continued success in that core business. But our really biggest opportunity now is our international expansion. We closed an acquisition called Xenium in Europe just at the end of August, and they have data centers in London and Frankfurt. In addition, we have sites that we have acquired in London, Frankfurt, and also Amsterdam and Dublin. So we are well on the way of having a really strong footprint and portfolio throughout Europe. And in addition, we've made investments in data center platforms in China and Latin America. So the international expansion is one of our greatest opportunities. On the challenges side, you know, rising interest rates obviously always affects REITs. And again, since we are very capital intensive regarding new construction and development, the rising rates do have some impact. However, we still borrow at a very cost-effective rate, and we have over 600 basis point delta between where we borrow and our stabilized development yields. So it's still really just a great model and great returns in our industry.
Diane, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Sarah. I enjoyed it.
And to our listeners, be sure to visit REIT.com for more episodes of the REIT Report.